The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Every time Quran season comes along,
you call it Parang influence. It's tradition from its time.
It's Parang season at Sweet Hand Kathy, a Trinidadian bakery and restaurant in Miami Gardens, which means it's Christmas season. Kathy Ann Paul, she's Sweet Hand Kathy's owner, was raised in the Caribbean island country of Trinidad and Tobago, and when December rolls around, she fills the place with Trinidadian parang songs.
Very important. Christmas Eve night, we have a big event here. We have DJ playing outside in the parking lot.
But right now, Paul is inside her bakery kitchen making something else that's very important to a Trinidadian Christmas. Actually, more important. The heavenly rum-soaked fruit confection called black cake. It is arguably the most important food fixture of any Caribbean Christmas celebration.
January, everybody starts soaking the fruits. January,
you heard her. It's so important that folks start preparing the black cake a year before Christmas.
There's so many different fruits, like tutti frutti, which is made out of orange peels and citrus fruits. We have the cherry, they put the walnuts, the currants, raisins, and then you have the prunes. You have to soak it with wine and you have to soak it with rum.
Especially rum. Did I mention for a whole year? But black cake is more than just rum cake, and it's more than the fruit cake Americans know. In fact, Paul's disappointment after tasting American fruit cake here helped convince her to start a bakery and to make a lot of black cakes at Christmas.
My grandmother inspired me to do black cake, right? And my grandmother would bake, and then everybody in the village always get a cake. So that's the reason why I am so used of cooking in large amount.
And in her own style. To turn that marinated fruit mixture into the dark, caramelized delight known as black cake, she uses her grandmother's ingredients.
Cinnamon, nutmeg, vanilla, rose water, cola, essence.
But also her own secret ingredients, including
granulated bay leaf. When I use it, it was a hit. Give it my own twist. I wish my grandmother was alive today to really taste my cake, and she would have been really, really, really proud.
Not just Trinidadians, but the entire Caribbean take pride in black cake, or at least the English-speaking islands. And that's the point. The islanders consider their Christmas black cake an exquisite refinement of the Christmas plum pudding their former British colonial overlords introduced to the West Indies. And every island's recipe, from Barbados to the Bahamas, Grenada to Guyana, is a little different. And that's created some fun intra-Caribbean rivalry.
But I know everybody who makes it from any country, they will say that their cake is the best.
When Maurice Chang lost his job in Miami during the last recession, he decided to reconnect with his home island, Jamaica. Chang and his Jamaican wife, Marcia, opened Jamrock, a popular Jamaican eatery in Kendall. Each December, he bakes his family's black cake recipe, created in Colleyville, Jamaica.
It does have a lot of meaning to me. We tried to be perfect with it.
Perfect, Chang says, because he feels it's a key part of preserving Jamaican and Caribbean culture here in South Florida, a culture he fears may be waning.
We are getting a little bit more Americanized, and although we are not losing our identity, our culture, we are sort of in a survival mode.
That renewed urgency to promote black cake has another interesting benefit. Bakers in South Florida's various Caribbean communities are borrowing from each other's recipes. Don't tell the Trinidadian Rum Makers Association, but the Trinidadian Kathy Ann Paul now uses Jamaican overproof rum to soak her black cake.
I like it for my black cake. More citrus smell.
So I brought Paul's Trinidadian black cake and Chang's Jamaican black cake back to the WLRN studios for our staff to try.
Oh, wow. Mm.
It's just a happy medley of goodness.
Oh, that's so good.
And the winner is? Well, you don't think we're really that foolish, do you? They were both superb.
Mm. Thank you.
Every time Quran season.
I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.